Dave Ennett invited a friend of his into the studio, and I'm A-okay with that. Dave, Jesse Marks is with us today, the Deputy Director of Athletics and the Assistant Vice President of Development at Northwestern, right?
He is. He's sitting right here, John.
So, Jesse, welcome to the show. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me, John. Really appreciate having us out today.
So, Dave, when's the football season start this year?
August 31st, Saturday, August 31st, 2:30 p.m. kickoff in Evanston.
Wow. In Evanston. So
yes.
Where are we playing this year?
Well, first of all, we have to come up with what we're calling it, but I'm going to ask Jesse because he's the guy who has all of the answers when it comes to where Northwestern is going to play the football games. I can tell you what the location is. It is Martin Stadium, which is right on the lake. But it's going to be a little different than it's been for soccer and lacrosse, which are the sports that Northwestern has played on that field, right?
Absolutely. We'll be playing at the Lanny and Sharon Martin Lakeside Stadium. We have constructed a beautiful temporary facility that is going to really bring our campus together, provide a great student-athlete experience, an unbelievable fan experience, a unique fan experience, one of a kind, and then really set the stage to bridge the path to a beautiful, first-class, I could argue the best stadium in college sports with the new Ryan Field in 2026.
Right. So we got a couple years then where we're going to play at this alternative site where the lacrosse team plays. What's the capacity there, Jesse?
So we are trying to get to 15,000 seats. We're building out the stadium, and that is our goal. We'll probably be somewhere short of that, but as we continue to build, we will look to add more pockets of seating so we can accommodate as many fans as we possibly can to experience Big Ten football on the lakefront, and also any single game tickets and whatnot as we move through the sales process.
So Wisconsin will be in town, and we'll have room for 15,000 people.
Our goal is to get to that amount. Wisconsin will be in town on October 19th. That is for sure going to be a hot ticket. We can't wait to host them. We're going to be activating the whole lakefront as well. So you just can't think of the capacity of the temporary facility. We have a beautiful waterfront pathway along the lake that is really going to be activated with one-of-a-kind beer gardens, tailgating villages, and things like that.
Well, Dave, I'm thinking that'll be almost to our advantage. I mean, it'd be nice if more folks could go, but it sounds like we'll be right on top of the action. Every seat will be sold. That sounds like a loud, fun, raucous environment, even if it's only a temporary one.
I can't tell you how exciting it is because, we refer to Soldier Field as, the Bears are playing on the lakefront or the Cubs are playing on the lakefront at Wrigley, but they're a little bit removed from the lakefront. I mean, the field is, I don't know, how many feet from the east sideline to the waters of Lake Michigan, Jesse? I mean,
it can't be more than 50 feet.
Right.
We're right there. I mean, we're going to have some beautiful views. I expect to see some boats and flags sailing out there, and it's going to be a one-of-a-kind experience on the lakefront. It's just so exciting to do for a two-year period and really give our fans and our student-athletes just such a unique temporary solution for what's to come in 2026. So
I'm envisioning, Jesse, the aerial shots of the coverage,
Oh, it's going to be one of a kind. You got the lake, you got the Chicago skyline looking to the south. It's just going to be one of a kind. I can't wait to see the blimp views as well.
Yeah, there won't be nets on the east side, will there? In case there's an errant field goal or
that's what
a quarterback
thinking.
Scrambling, trying to throw the ball away, and he throws it into the lake.
No, I don't think there'll be nets on the east side, but we don't want to block the views of the lake.
No, absolutely not.
So then, guys, how do we do tickets then, Jesse? Like, because Ryan Field accommodated more than 15,000, what happens to season ticket holders? Just talk to me about how we're going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So tickets will be in demand, just supply and demand. Our goal in this process was really to, when we first started off selling tickets, let's take care of our season ticket holders first. They are the most important group. So we put some ticket limits in place so people couldn't get like 10, 15 season tickets. So we wanted every season ticket holder to make sure they had access to buy a seat that they were comfortable with. We're over halfway through that process. And then as we get through the summer, we'll be opening up ticket packages packages for people to experience mini plans and things like that and get more of the experience of the lakefront without just committing to a full season ticket. So we have options for everybody to experience in one way or another. We're just working through the sales process right now, making sure we're taking care of our season ticket holders who have been with us for a long time.
Right, but if I don't have season tickets from last year, if I'm not in contact with you, I can't do it yet, Jesse, right? I got to wait?
Correct. Not yet, John.
Okay. And then, Dave, what's the schedule look like this year?
Well, the schedule, actually, it's the first time in a long time that I can remember, the schedule starting with, three straight games at home, two of those at night, one of them on a Friday night. Miami University, Miami of Ohio, was the opener on August 31st, 2:30 kickoff. And then the following Friday night, Duke comes in under the lights. And then the following Saturday, it's Eastern Illinois. So that's the non-conference part of the schedule. And then in the Big Ten, you've got Indiana coming in and Wisconsin coming in.
Wow.
And then a couple of games at Wrigley in November.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, because that wouldn't be a full home schedule or season. So then a couple games at Wrigley as well, huh, Dave?
Yeah, some team from Ohio. And a team from Champaign. No, it's Ohio State and Illinois in November. And with a trip to Michigan sandwiched in between. How about that? So to play the defending national champs. But, I mean, it's a good schedule. But, I mean, the really exciting part of it is just I always wondered what would it be like to be at a game right on the shores of Lake Michigan. And I just think it's going to be a really cool experience. And you mentioned Tailgating Village. What's that going to be about?
Absolutely. So, tailgating at Old Ryan Field, you had the east and west lots. Everybody was concentrated in that area. We have plenty of parking on campus, but the tailgating, it's spread out. The tailgating won't exactly be the same. So we envision using the lake fill on campus and really having a tailgate your way solution. So we partnered with the company. More information to come out to the community shortly so people can select their tailgate. If they want a full turnkey option, you can go ahead and have that, and we'll give you the real estate on the lakefront to handle that. If you just want a tent set up for you and a few beers, you can choose that option. So it's a complete tailgate your way solution, as I like to call it, but it's going to create a football festival village for every game. That's wow. Outside of the gates of the stadium. Then inside in the gates of the stadium, on our south side behind our signature structure, we're going to have a beer garden available for all of our guests to enjoy. Just think outside lounge type spaces, real nice amenities.
Is that enough to get John Williams up there on a Saturday?
I was thinking, Dave, I know they're going to love the new stadium, but they're going to miss this setup. This really sounds nice. This sounds fun.
So you coming?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, okay.
For sure. Well, okay. So we're out of time, guys. But like, Jesse, what do you want our listeners to do now, either to get ready or to be in a queue for tickets? What's the advice you have?
Absolutely. Well, we're 71 days from kickoff. Stay tuned for information coming out from Northwestern Athletics about how to get tickets or any additional ticket packages coming out. And come support Northwestern Athletics. We have a lot to celebrate over the past year, and we are really, really looking forward to bringing everybody together on the lakefront this fall.
I think we need a name, like some sort of nickname for the stadium. Right. I know, as a development guy, they like to have the actual name, but I don't know, something with Coach Braun's name in it, like Braun B&B, something like that. What do we think?
Oh, that's not a
How
bad,
about that?
Dave.
That,
well, it, I'm not going to finish there, but that's a good start, Dave.
Thank you.
I was thinking football, stadium, lake.
Yeah. But how about the Ennett?
No.
The Ennett would be nice.
The Ennett.
No, it doesn't even make sense.
We're going to name the broadcast booth where Dave's broadcasting, Dave Ennett Broadcast Booth.
Well, I think that's probably going to happen, right? It's 11:28. Okay, Jesse Marks, Deputy Director of Athletics over at Northwestern. Jesse, pop in any time. Keep us posted on this. We're real excited about it.
Thank you, John. Look forward to having you out at the lakefront this fall.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for bringing him in.
Thank you, John.